AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Boston Red Sox honored All-Star and World Series MVP David Ortiz before Monday's game against the Rangers. Ortiz is in Boston now for more medical care after being shot at a bar in the Dominican Republic on Sunday. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel has seen the video from the bar's security cameras.
As David Ortiz sits with a man who is later identified as a TV host, a man approaches the former Red Sox slugger from behind and fires a single shot at his back. It appears from the footage that the man says nothing before you can see the plume of smoke flashing out of his gun. We say that because it appears that Ortiz does not react to the man's presence until after the shot is fired and he is hit.
We don't know why he was shot. One man is in custody, but the actual gunman was not immediately arrested. It apparently was not terrorism, but we don't know yet why a helicopter crashed onto the rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper yesterday, killing the pilot. It was raining and cloudy at the time, but we don't know if that had anything to do with the tragedy. New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney says it's time to ban chopper flights over the city unless they're essential.
I have constituents calling me when they're flying near their homes or the noise or right outside my windows, a helicopter. Why is that allowed?
The House Judiciary Committee takes on big tech today. It will begin its investigation into the market dominance of some of the industry's biggest names, Google, Facebook, Apple. Lawmakers will begin by looking at the impact of the tech giants' platforms on news content, the media, and the spread of misinformation online. Several Democratic presidential candidates are in favor of breaking up the companies on antitrust grounds. This is AP Radio News. We've learned that prosecutors in states across the country, and federal prosecutors too, are looking for legal means to hold higher-ups in the Roman Catholic Church accountable for sex abuse. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel.
When you're investigating, say, gangs or even investigations into, you know, the mafia, you know, we would call some of this conduct a criminal enterprise.
Monsignor Michael Bugarin, who handles sex abuse accusations for the Archdiocese of Detroit, says the church is cooperating.
We signed the documents to say we're willing to, you know, bring you to where all of the documents are located. We have nothing to hide.
Five priests have recently been arrested. The European Union has published rules on drones to provide a clear framework for what is and isn't allowed and to improve drone safety across the EU. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.